The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. He will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears, will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, so you'll take from what is mine and declare it to you. Everything that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I told you he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's a very special day as we celebrate Our Lady of Fatima. And I was able to go to Fatima 8 years ago, and it was our first stop on the pilgrimage. And we finally got to Fatima about 11 p.m., and we were exhausted. And they said, Father Ricky, your group tomorrow morning has Mass at 5 a.m. So if you could imagine, we were exhausted. But there was something very beautiful to be outside at 5 a.m. in the silence. And the message of Our Lady of Fatima is such a beautiful one. It's the unconditional love that Jesus has for us. And in that unconditional love that Jesus shows for us, we in return are called to look at our lives and say, what can I do differently? You know, our Lord has blessed us abundantly. Every single day is a gift from God. And our Blessed Mother, time and time again, is calling us to go to confession, to pray the rosary every day, to spend time in adoration, to do good works. And that's what our Blessed Mother wants for us time and time again, to turn back to the truth and to turn back to her Son, Jesus. So this is what we are celebrating today, that our Blessed Mother came to reveal the message of her Son once again, that unconditional love that Jesus has for us. And may we in return, because we are so loved by Christ, strive to do better each and every day. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.